This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You've heard that Jessica Linder is stepping down from her role as executive director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce. And we get the first chance to talk to her about that and some other issues, along with Chris Beyer, the chair of the Chamber's Board of Directors. They're both here in studio tonight. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thanks for the invite.
Here. Thank you.
Well, gosh, guys, how are things going over at the Chamber these days?
I think things are good. I think with Jessica's announcing her departure, I think we're doing some good things to move forward well, and I'm excited for her new opportunity, absolutely.
And I'll talk about that in a minute, but since you brought it up, before Jessica was hired, the chamber went about a year without an executive director.
Right.
That's not going to happen again, is it?
No. We've been putting together a pretty strong transition plan from the get-go, and working with our board and certainly reaching out to different stakeholders. We've already got a search committee formed. We have that today, and then we'll have the job posting soon. So it's our intent to find a replacement quickly and continue to build on what we've already established.
I was going to ask, talk a little bit about that process, because it's not exactly like, you know, a typical hiring of a job,
right,
in some respects, is it?
Right. No, we want to look for somebody that's committed to the community. As Jessica has been these last 3 years, we certainly want to see, you know, somebody that believes in the larger Galesburg community, the success we're seeing. And, you know, again, trying to find that talent that has some experience maybe in the chamber world. But at the same time, we want to find somebody that will be here for the long term and continue on what we've done.
How important is that chamber experience part?
It can be and it can't be either. I mean, I think we look at it as somebody that can come into the community and connect well. I think it's important to understand how the chamber functions. But with Jessica's experience as well, we've seen her just mesh into that role quite well over the time that she's been here.
Jessica, I seem to recall interviewing you not so long ago about the strategic plan and all of us sort of extolling some of the virtues of the community in that. So that said, why the heck would you possibly want to leave?
No, it's a very good question. And really, it's a bittersweet decision for exactly those reasons. This community has been so welcoming to me, and I have absolutely loved getting to know the stories of businesses in this area. This is not dissimilar to things I've told you on this show in the past. There are some very cool stories and some really amazing entrepreneurs in this area, and it's really been an honor to get to work with them. Truly, it, you know, one of those things that when opportunity knocks, it's hard to turn away sometimes. So kind of a hard decision to make for me personally, but I'm excited because we have really laid that groundwork. Chris kind of said it, you pointed it out as well, Will, this strategic plan that we've really worked to put in place, and a lot of the programs that we've put in place in the last few years, we've been able to really engage our members and begin to really be a solution-oriented chamber. We have worked really hard to find those spots that need work in the community or where businesses are saying, hey, well, let's rally around this issue. And be the organization to convene those people and to start to really look at those solutions. So I'm excited for whoever gets to come in behind me, because really it's an opportunity rich landscape here. And I think there's a lot they're going to be able to build on and really mold and continue to work with.
Chris, I can't imagine that you would be able to, how shall I say, accept a resignation had something like a strategic plan not just been put in place, right?
Yeah, it would have made it a whole lot harder. I think, again, as I'd said, we have a good transition plan in place because we've spent this last 18 months really working on the strategic plan. We have a team on board from our chamber board of directors as well as the staff. So I'm confident that we're ready. It would have been totally different had we just been operating like we had, you know, 3 years or plus before.
Jessica, I think you kind of answered it already, but I'll kind of ask a different way. What in these 3 years have you learned perhaps about your career path, about the community, about all those things that makes you feel comfortable enough, if you will, to be able to move on?
Yeah, so many things to answer that question. Really, like Chris said, I've been able to really learn an immense amount here in this community and at this chamber. There's been so many resources that I've had that I'm not sure I would have had somewhere else, to Galesburg's credit, which has been kind of an amazing part of my career journey. And I think of many other young professionals, too. This town has a really wonderful way of pouring into people and accepting people. We actually had our Young Professionals Network meeting last night, and we posed the question to the Young Professionals group, you know, what's the single biggest challenge for young professionals in our area, and what are some solutions? And in that conversation, we talked about challenges and solutions, but we also talked about assets. And that was one of the things that came out, was being able to connect and to get to know people, where you can just walk up to another professional that you may not have access to somewhere else. That's a huge asset here. So that's definitely been part of my journey.
Chris, your thoughts a little bit on that, just kind of, I don't mean to completely get off topic here, but that idea of strengths and weaknesses maybe in that sort of thing, because maybe I just see it and maybe it's, and I'm a card-carrying cynic, I'm the first person to admit that, but there are, I feel way too many people that are so entirely negative about this city and in various reasons, but you have groups like the Young Professionals that are not negative about it. They're very optimistic about the city's future.
Right, and I think you just have to have the right perspective. And, you know, our family moved here 8 years ago from not in the area. We've been in Western Illinois most of my life, but we saw this as an area where we wanted to relocate to for business opportunity, but also because we felt this was a good place for our family. So as a young professional, I can say that we've enjoyed the Galesburg community. And I think, as Jessica said, we're doing some things that are changing that mindset. And you know, I'm excited for her to be able to go off and continue her career knowing that she had her first start in the chamber world in Galesburg. I mean, that's great press for us, great publicity to say this is how we develop professionals. And if they leave us, that's because they're off to something better.
I can't imagine that this sort of being, Jessica, your first job in that realm, I can't imagine that it was an easy thing for you to take on at first, was it?
Absolutely not. So much learning that came with it. And really, our organization was at a place when I took over where really things were quiet is kind of the word I used to describe it. Like you said, it had been a year without someone. So there was so much that we were able to shape and to start up. That's a busy task to have at hand. And it's been so much fun to embrace that and be able to build it into what it's become.
Real quickly, along these same lines, I once, not so long ago, heard a member of the Galesburg School Board, who happens to be a business owner, say that he, in regards to getting communications from the chamber, that he said he doesn't get them because he's not a member, quote, for political reasons. And I know I've asked Jessica about this before, but so Chris, I'll ask you. When you hear somebody say that, what goes through your mind?
Well, defining what that would mean from political reasons would be there. But, you know, certainly we want to have representation both from business owners, from the community. We want to have the schools and, you know, some people that maybe have retired from business to be a part of the chamber. Because I think we're going beyond just an opportunity for businesses to network and get together. We've advanced way past that. It's truly, we're trying to help businesses connect with the families that are here, connect with the community so that greater Galesburg as a whole continues to do better.
It sounds as if that operations at the chamber are in a pretty decent place, but that said, things have been maybe a little roller coastery in the last few months with the departure of the tourism director, and that's kind of an unusual setup in that the chamber basically has operated the tourism office. Chris or Jessica or whoever's comfortable answering it, where are you at with that at this point, especially given that the mayor has said in the paper recently that maybe the city should be the tourism people and not the chamber?
So you hit the nail on the head. So we are a little bit unique in Illinois. So I'll start there. We are the only certified Convention and Visitors Bureau that is not a standalone entity. That's part of another. And we are grandfathered in under that program. So no entities can enter the way we currently exist. And that's kind of a product of how the state of Illinois has set up tourism. And so we've been having this conversation for quite a while. I think that's kind of important to note, is this conversation's, I'd say, over a year in the making.
Yeah.
Really, this is not an out-of-the-blue thing. We want to make sure that tourism is being done really strategically and really well. And so the Chamber Board, to their credit, has been having this conversation with the mayor and our city manager for quite a while about how do we make sure it's set up to succeed and be really strong. And the mayor's comments in the paper, I think were very much reflective of that conversation, and that looking at what would it look like to be its own entity or to be standalone and look a little bit more like many in the state do.
I recall in from my short time in Springfield that the tourism office there was kind of an arm of the city government, more or less, although it was in a different building, but the city council approve the budget and that sort of thing for the tourism office. And Chris, your thoughts on all that? Should the chamber continue to operate a convention and visitors bureau in your perspective?
As Jessica had said, I mean, it was kind of the unique thing in the state. I think as we've seen what a convention and visitors bureau can be and some of the direction that the board has taken to look at that, I think it makes more sense to investigate what the mayor had said, starting to look at that and say, we can help work alongside with a convention and visitors bureau and do that well, but we have to be good stewards of those dollars and really look to say, are we bringing people to Galesburg to experience what we have? And if it means we're split, that's great. If it means we're together, that's great. I think we're open to ideas to have those conversations both ways.
Jessica?
And you kind of hit on it too, Will, just talking about kind of that positivity in the community. The really positive piece of this is exactly what Chris just said, is that here we have this amazing relationship between chamber and tourism and economic development.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of places, that's not the case. In fact, a lot of places, it's kind of ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you, having worked other places, probably know what I'm talking about. So we have a huge asset, and that those three organizations, along with the city, work very well together and are very committed to making those things continue to work well, because we're all more effective when they do, and the whole community benefits when it happens that way.
While this discussion is going on, though, do you anticipate hiring a tourism director? Do you plan on holding that open until you figure all this out? Where do you see that at this point?
So I think certainly a priority for us is to continue to talk with the city. I mean, I can't say directly where that's going to land yet. As our board is continuing to have those conversations with the mayor and certainly with Jessica's input while she's still here, I think we'll know more. But we want to have it structured well. And again, as Jessica said, these organizations working well together, where a title might sit, where the funding might flow, we want to make sure that it's done well. And I think that collaboration already between Economic Development, Visitors Bureau, and the Chamber with the city, I think we can make it work.
You make no mistake about it, the amount of money that's almost 200 grand that the city fronts for such an operation is not an insignificant amount of cash.
No, and keep in mind, too, that it's really a cyclical relationship. And
yeah.
This is the beauty of how tourism operates, is that money that you're talking about is generated by hotel motel tax, which is generated by visitors that we work to bring in. So if it's working really well, you want to see that number continue to rise,
mm-hmm.
because that's also a very small percentage of the hotel motel tax that's brought into the overall community.
Right.
So the more the Visitors Bureau can push that number up, the more is flowing into city services as well.
I'm technically out of time, but I think I can buy myself a few more minutes here just to kind of maybe wrap things up at the end. Jessica, what's the future hold for you?
Absolutely. Today is the first day I'm allowed to say, so this is exciting. I have been appointed president and CEO of the Aurora Regional Chamber of Commerce in Aurora, Illinois.
That's a big area.
That's a very big area, second largest city in Illinois, so it's certainly going to have its own challenges. But like Chris said, I'm really excited to be able to take the things I've learned here in Galesburg,
yes.
and to be able to sing the song of Galesburg, because I love this place. Make no mistake about that. And we'll be back to visit. I've got Orpheum tickets I still need to use. So we'll be back, and we'll be bringing friends and telling people about it.
What made that position appeal to you? Was it the experience you got here? Was it the larger community? Was it a combination of that?
Yeah, a combination thereof. Just in conversations I'd had at the state level, I've been involved with our State Association for Chamber of Commerce, which is kind of how I got connected with this position, and really being able to continue to work in the chamber world and the association profession. I am very passionate about being able to support businesses and help them grow. So that's the backbone of your economy and your community. And when they're really succeeding and doing well, there's a lot that goes well in the community as well.
Say what you will about Chicago and suburban Chicago and how those are dirty words to some people. That area, especially, that part of, Aurora, Naperville, that area, that's still continuing to grow.
Absolutely. And it really is the southern part of the suburb. So kind of cool. There's a lot of similarities to Galesburg. And someone probably keeled over when I said that. But somewhere. But there is. It's very rooted in rail. A lot of kind of shared CB&Q history.
Yeah.
Shared diversity. You're very close to farm country still. So a lot of things will be different, but a lot of things will be similar.
So what advice would you give to your successor here, Jessica?
I think the best advice that I can get them is really to just come in and be excited and pour into the people that are here. Because our members support us so big in this community, and they are full of the ideas. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Anytime we've asked the members what they want, what they're looking for, they've come and they've showed us and they've helped with it. So that's what I tell them.
Chris, what advice would you give to Jessica's successor?
Oh, I think similar to that, you know, as both Jessica and I have come to the community new and gotten connected, I think, you know, take the time to get to know people, take the time to ask questions, take the time to be involved. And I mean, it's a great community. We love Galesburg.
All right. Anything else either of you would like to add? I know this is kind of, I think that the gun got jumped a couple of days ago, you're ready to start accepting resumes and whatnot now, are you not?
Yes. Like I said, we have the search committee formed. The board is ready to go. And really, we're to the point where we'll have a position posted soon. But yes, we're excited with the transition plan. I think we're going to find a great successor to Jessica and continue the success of the chamber.
Can you think you can deal with the traffic up there, Jessica?
I'm not sure yet.
I can barely go to Peoria.
I'll call you in 6 months.
I live, fair enough. I live 2 years in Springfield, and I couldn't handle the traffic there. Anyway, Jessica Linder, Executive Director of the Galesburg Area Chamber of Commerce, and Chris Speyer, Chair of the Chamber's Board. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in. Jessica, thanks for all you've done for our community, and Chris, thanks for all you're continuing to do.
Thank you, Will. We appreciate it.
We are running short on time as usual. We'll forego sports and get to that in our second half hour. We'll come back with business news. Also, we'll preview Galesburg Heritage Days coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.